This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for August 31st. I'm Paul Plack. John and Martha King were detained at gunpoint Saturday by police in Santa Barbara, California, after the N number of their 2009 Cessna Skyhawk showed up as stolen in a federal database. That database was years out of date, and the stolen plane was actually a 1968 Cessna 150 that was deregistered in 2005. It turns out that a former Cessna pilot was also detained by police on that same plane's first flight, from Independence to Wichita, for the same reason. The database has never been corrected. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with John King about the ordeal and its implications. Cessna has sent a letter to customers with deposits on Skycatchers with news that serial numbers 181 and higher aren't scheduled for delivery before 2012. There's no real reason given for the new additional delays. NASA has issued another design challenge to high school teams, this time to design software to program small satellites aboard the International Space Station. NASA has partnered with movie director James Cameron to produce public service announcements based on the movie Avatar, promoting NASA's increasing focus on global warming and other Earth science work. The Pentagon doesn't want the alternative jet engine proposed by GE and Rolls-Royce for the F-35, but GE has announced a plan to build a 200,000-square-foot plant in Alabama to help produce it anyway. The EAA Air Venture Museum in Oshkosh has again earned accreditation from the American Association of Museums, this time for 15 years instead of 10 as in the last two renewals. And Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh will host an event called Big Birds Over EAA September 11th, featuring giant-scale radio-controlled model aircraft. The Air Venture Museum will feature free admission for the day. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.